I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these without our having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Liebe Schwester, I will come and curse I dir gave I. Jesus hat dich angenommen, eine Jahre dir bereit. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Handen Kuss sei dir gegeben. Jesus hat dich Sinn gewiesen, und also hat dir bereit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Frieden, mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Glück und Heil sei dir beschieden, darum so sei doch bereit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Segen, mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wege, sie zum Leiden doch bereit.
Sai will come, Sai will come, Bisofruan, Evi Tai. Sai will come, Sai will come, Bisofruan, Evi Tai. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wacker, denk was du gelobet hast. Und trag wie ein guter Racker, frich den für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allem abgeschieden, lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit. Such den Eintracht, such den Frieden, frie Träger, zieh herein. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Freude Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Freude Ewigkeit.
Was sind wir dort vor den Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit? Wo uns Jesus, Gottes Sohn, allewegs uns bereit. O, drum werde da nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit. Dort singt ja die Schar der Frieden, froh und frei von allen Leid. Sei willkommen, Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Siehe Freistatt für die Seele, den nach Jesus Wunden hat. Wie die Tau zu Noahs Arche, Zuflucht wird und nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit, dir zu wünschen mit den Frommen, Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Frohe Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur Frohe Ewigkeit.
Everybody's welcome on this ship. According to the song here, all the other ships are take you out to hell and death. That Hutterite ship ain't going to take you anywhere. All these religious ships out there. There's nothing there. They're satanista head on it, eh? A devil. I don't care how good they look. How well they're painted up. How long a beard they wear and all that stuff. They have no truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But here, everybody's welcoming. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Come on this ship here. We got the truth. This is the truth. Father Brennan chapter, the church age messenger, here in this end time, here in this latest age church age. There's only one thing to talk about. The ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. We're just holding the fort. We're just holding that up because we're definitely not preachers. They were preachers. They could go into history, and they could go into the Bible and just bring out things old and new. They were that scribe. Mm-hmm. We're not no scribe. We're by far not. But we couldn't even hold a candle to these people. As we just directed people back to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. We're holding the fort, mm-hmm. and through it all, God gave us a revelation of that midnight cry, where we are in time, because that's the very closest thing to God's heart. Because he wept over Jerusalem, and he said, as it was, so shall it be. And the days of Noah, they absolutely didn't know. They were caught up in their own little world. Didn't know. That's the same thing today. We're the only ones that
direct you back to reality. All these people out there beating their gums together, and all it is distractions. Mm-hmm. All it is to veer you out in left field and then take you right out to hell and death. No. Right.
Because, Martin Luther, back in the days of Martin Luther, you were centered around the ministry and what Martin Luther brought, the just shall live by faith. That was what people were centered around. And then you come to the Calvin, Knox, and you come to John Wesley. You come to John Wesley, sanctification, a holy living. And that's what people were surrounding, is the message of what John Wesley brought, because that was what God was bringing in that hour. And then in this hour, Laodicea Church hour, it was William, Brother Brenham. And his message was, let's get back to the Word of God. Let's get back to the faith of the early church. Let's get back to water baptism in Jesus' name. He had a message to bring to people, to direct them what God was requiring for that hour. And that's what we're trying to point people towards. This is what Brother Brenham stood for and what he brought, the message. And then they continued with Brother Jackson. And that's just what God used, the channel that God used in the Laodicea Church Hour, that will direct you in the right path.
And they got all their information from that angel.
That's right.
Like we keep saying over and over, these seven stars, these seven angels. And they were just a vocal cord because mm-hmm. But in the days of the voice, it's so simple for you and I to see it, because they were only voices. They weren't doing their own thing. They weren't out here. When they did go to a seminar, they were just made themselves available that the Lord could use them. And all they were doing, they were just speaking in the vocal. That angel used their vocal cords, took them back into the prehistoric world, took out of that book, whole thing said, no, that's exactly what it said. What that scribe will do, he will take out of the book, all things and new, and then he presents it to the people. And all we're doing here, we had a test, and we had the dreams, and we had the visions, and we had all these things that are solid, that are lined up with Scripture. We have only one mission, you and I. Hold on to the things that we have been taught, because believe you me, there's all kinds of dangers out there, all kinds of attraction, all kinds of deception of every description, that at the end of the day, they're taking the masses out to hell and death, because they've been intoxicated, they've been polluted with that wine of that religious fornication, and it all comes from the Vatican, because the Vatican, it's Satan's weaponry that he uses to deceive the people. And now they've all come out of the Vatican, they've all come out of the Catholic Church, back in the Reformation, and now they're going back to Mama, except the people that are under the stream of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson and the people that we're trying to keep awake here. We're just doing our job. We're just holding on to the things that we have been taught, because we don't have the capacity to say the things they did, and they had such fluent words, and all their preaching is on the website. Anybody can get it that has a desire to go to heaven, really. That's the bottom line. Like I say, everybody's welcome. You're welcome to come on this ship. This ship will take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then you won't have to go through this, see a glass thing, and you won't have to go through this tribulation. Everybody feels it's up in the air, it's in the wind, it's in the atmosphere, that there's terrible times coming ahead. And people are afraid, they're scared, they don't know what to do, what to say anymore. Well, here's an oasis. Here's a place where you can come to. You can come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Whoever will, let him come. God pours out his grace and his closing days of time. He just abundantly pours it out on whosoever will. Come as you are. Let him drink. Let him come and drink and partake of the Father's of life, really. You'll hear him right here on this website. That's why the Lord got us to put up this website back in the day. And here it is. Everything you need for daily life, for your spiritual walk, that'll take you right, like I say, it'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. An extra drought out of this hell that's coming. The day of the Lord is coming. The tribulation is coming. A slaughter is coming. George Washington's vision is coming. It's actually here already. It just hasn't hit the high peak yet, you know what I'm saying? And, I can see.
I'm always surprised how many people in America, they will always say that the left is trying to stir up a civil war. Like even now with this shooting, that the left is trying to stir up a civil war. But, you know, in the end, God allows these things. The left can't do anything unless God allows it. Mm. The same way with the Revolutionary War, it had its purpose to gain independence from the tyranny of England. That's what they wanted to be free of, because they were taxing them. And they wanted to be free from that tyrannical system. And the same way with slavery. There came a point in time where slavery had to be dealt with, and there was a division in America between the North and the South against slavery. So that had to be dealt with. In the same way here, I'm always surprised how much the right in the United States is trying to stop that civil war from happening. But in the end, it's going to happen. There's no way you can stop it. When the time will come, it's going to happen, because it's inevitable. You can't avoid it because of that hate and the division in America.
That cup of enigma has just been filled up. Now it's time to unleash it. And that's exactly what happened when Israel went into the Promised Land. The land was full of corruption. And the same thing here. You're not going to make it happen, and you're not going to stop it from happening. Mm-hmm. When the time is right, when the fullness of time will come, that shot was fired. And that shot was the shooting of Charlie Kirk. And that's what's going to set up that civil war. It's mm-hmm. already started. You can't stop it anymore. And you can't blame the Secret Service, whoever was supposed mm-hmm. to protect them. They all just allowed it, because the time has now come. From before the foundation of world, he had this all planned out, and he had it figured out. Now's the time for war. Now's the time to start up that civil war, and we're just happening to be here just trying to alert people. Hey, this is what's coming. God gave us the midnight cry. God gave us exactly where we are at time, and the book of Revelation tells us exactly what it is. 1,260 days to the middle, then 42 months to the end of it. Then Satan gets tied up. We said it over and over again. To you and I, it's just a simple procedure, because we're just reading the blueprint. We saw the blueprint. We read it. We understood it. Where did we get it from? We got it from these two people, from Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Where did they get it from? They got it from that angel. Where did that angel get it from? He got it from Jesus Christ, because... And Jesus Christ got it from God, and who made that blueprint to begin with. Mm-hmm. Is this the revelation that God gave to Jesus? And then Jesus handed it to his angels, because Jesus is now the head of all things. He's the head of the whole angelic host. He's the head of everything that mm-hmm. ever was and never will be.
He said, all power has been given to me. When he went to Calvary and he made an atonement with his blood, that all power was given to him, and that's why Jesus has the whole, has the say in everything.
That's why, you know, God didn't give, that angel didn't give it to Jimmy Swaggart.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Swaggart will do everything he can in his power, he did, to hide the fact that God sent the prophets. He knows that God sent Brother Branham and all these preachers out there. God didn't send them. God didn't speak to them. He spoke to the vocal cord of Brother Jackson and Brother Branham. And anything outside of that is going to take you out to hell and death. And these Hutterite preachers, they're just another part of Satan's weaponry. Because I found out, I was in there for 45 years of my life. I know what's going on. And mm-hmm. I hit the brick wall. What was that brick wall? That was Satan, that brick wall, because mm-hmm. he won't let me go on further into God, further into scriptures, because that preacher system behind it is Satan, and all they were doing, they're trying to keep me from moving ahead. Well, I broke through that wall, and I got out of there, and lo and behold, here I found out God sent the prophet. Malachi 4, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day if the Lord comes. That dreadful day is ahead, man. I tell you, I saw it again last night. You don't want to be here when that thing happens, because it's going to be horror. The day of the Lord, the great tribulation, all these things are happening. And they're just up the road here. All we're doing, we're warning people. Hey, go back to the Word. We'll see, when I heard that God sent the prophet, I told these people that told me, I don't believe a word you're saying. But what I'll do, I'm going to pray and I'm going to fast. I'm going to ask the Lord if this is true. And then the Lord came to me after 2 days of fasting. He came to me and he said, this is my prophet. If you believe it, you will be blessed. It's all about being blessed. And then I decided right then and there, I believe it. Even though I don't understand it, I believed it. And like when I told these 100 preachers about it, they should have done the same thing. Well, let's pray about it. Let's see if this is true or not. They would have been exactly where I'm at. They would have been blessed just like I am blessed. And all the people that's under their watch would have got that blessing. And it's the same thing. We decided we will believe it. I just about believe it. And then all these people that believe us, they're under that same blessing that you and I are under. We're getting blessed so much that we can't hardly handle it. God does everything for us. He gave us this house. It's the blessings of the Lord. He gave us an electric car. It's the blessings of the Lord. We don't worry about nothing. He just gives it to us. And that's just the way we operate. We have nothing else to talk about. You know what I'm saying? We all just want to hold up the truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. And it's rapidly approaching the end. Yeah, it'll run out. An invitation will run out too. And then you're just going to have to go. You're just going to have to get your head chopped off. And that war, that's a war. You're going to have to die to get into that sea of glass. And these people that are mortals, you know, that they're... And in order to gain immortality, you're going to have to give your life. There's a lot of people right now that are alive. They're not going to be killed. They're going to be mortals. And they'll stay mortals throughout eternity. They'll need this planet. They'll need the sun. And like we're saying yesterday, they'll need the environment that we're in. Because they're not immortal. They're mortals. A mortal is a person that has to have the sun, the moon, and the stars to survive. But immortality doesn't need that. Immortality, you could go up to Mars if you want to, if you so choose. You could go anywhere because you're in a different body. And then it's just so simple. See, mortal people, they still have the capacity to be fruitful and multiply. But immortality doesn't have no reproductive organs. That's why it's so very important to do whatever you can to gain immortality, because when you're mortal, you're kind of still locked in a prison. But when you're immortal, you're free. You know, you're free to go and serve the Lord in spirit of truth. But, for you and I, everything is so simple. That's why you want to see if you can get to the place where you've got immortality. Immortality is simply that.
In either way, you know, it's all predestinated.
Yeah, that's the word.
And you know, if a person is predestinated to be immortal, it says, "Blessed is he who comes to the end of that time frame of that week of Daniel, of the day of the Lord, and is able to go into the millennium and be alive and live." That's a blessing. Even if it's immortal, it's a blessing, because you are able to exist and be alive in God. That's the main thing, is the being in God. Because when that millennium period will be over and that testing will be over, when Satan is let loose from his chained up state down in hell, he'll be chained up during the 1,000 years, and then God lets him loose again to test all those mortals that are born in the millennium. And then those mortals that will overcome Satan and his tactics, they will go on into eternal life and have life in God. And that's the that's a beautiful thing to be able to have, because those that will not have it will face the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. And you can see that, because in the end of the millennium, in the end of the testing, then God can come down and tabernacle with men again, just like he did in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were in that state where there was no sin in their environment. And God was able to come down and fellowship with them. And that's our whole purpose and our aim in life, is to be in the presence of God first and foremost. And whatever lot you fall into, what God has predestinated you for will be a beautiful place, because you'll be in God.
See, what I wanted for my two girls to do what you're doing. I invited them, I talked, I texted them, and I talked to them, and I wanted them more than anything else to do exactly what you're doing, and I want my children to do exactly what you're doing. But see, like you were saying, they're predestined for something else. They wanted to get married, and they got to do their thing, and we got to do our thing. And then the Lord brought you on board, and I didn't know you. I didn't know you back then. And now when I think back, they would have never qualified to do what you're doing, because you've been honed out, you've been predestinated, you've been to do exactly what you're doing here. And somehow our paths crossed, and the Lord told me one day to pick you up, and it was all for one purpose, because back before the foundation of the world, God predestinated you to do this very thing that you're doing right now. See, I want it for everybody, but I'm not the one to give, you know. It's not up to me to give my daughter and put her here doing what you're doing, because, you know, I know it's the most blessed thing that you could do. That's the highest calling that you could be in. But it's not for me to choose. I didn't know you existed, but I wanted my daughters. I know that marriage thing was the end all were all, because Paul said 4 or 5 times that he would rather that people would be single than they can be free to serve the Lord. That's where it's at. Well, I didn't know that when you were back in the day, down there, when your brother asked you, Lorraine, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to get married, or what are you going to do? And you just told him that outright. Told him, well, I'm going to see what the Lord has for me. That's the challenge. And God heard that, and that's what you've been predestinated to say if you ever ask. God, that great eternal spirit, knew that your brother was going to ask you, and he knew that you're going to answer that, and he knew all that. And eventually God heard you, and the devil heard you, and you had to go your test, you had to make your decision, you had to decide, that's exactly what I want, that's what I want for my life. I'm not going to go down that marriage path. I want to just see what the Lord has for me. And here, lo and behold, the Lord had it all figured out. You were just coming into your plate, into the place of existence, what the Lord Jesus Christ, what God, that great eternal spirit, predestinated you for. That's all. That's all we're doing here. We're just the two of us. We're just doing what God predestinated us for, because he had a job for me to do, and he had a job for you to do, and he knew very well I couldn't do this alone, because I don't know nothing about the computer. It's all about this website. It's all about the computer, because, you know, at the end time, you're going to need a message that'll hold everything in line, that'll continue where Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson left off. And if it wasn't for you and I, there's absolutely nothing out there left. This whole truth, this would be so polluted and so demolished, because that's all these preachers are doing right now. That's exactly what I had in that dream. They're just minefields. They're just out here to destroy and pollute everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. We're just holding a line on the truth. That's where it's at, and the rest is all nothing but tables of vomit, not fit for a dog to eat, and it's all taken to people exactly where the Bible says, out to hell and death. But there's nothing else out there. Believe you me, this is it. This is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you miss that, well, have at it. Go get your life chopped, your head chopped off. It's constantly going to happen the way that blueprint says. We're just following the blueprint. And God, rich in mercy, gave us the time we're living in. You could do the math. We said it over and over and over again. 1963, February the 28th, was the middle of Laodicea. Laodicea began in 1963. 1906. And you do the math, then you come up to 2021, and then we bring in, we incorporated that Yom Kippur, which is a very, very important feast. These feasts, they are so important to the Lord that he put this feast out there. That, and we found exactly when that Yom Kippur was exactly. October the 15th, 2021, that's when the real feast of Yom Kippur was, and there it is, all toned out for us, all designed back before the foundation of the world. The Lord just happened to talk to us, he just happened to let us in on the secret, just like he told it. How can I hide from Abram what I'm going to do? And he let him know that he's going to go out there and he's going to destroy Sodom. And the same thing here. Why did the Lord let it? Well, he just decided one day he's going to do it before the foundation of the world. He has on us out to do that very thing, to let people know where we are in time. It's so simple, and we're not out here to try to make a name for ourselves. We're just trying to be obedient to the Lord, because the Lord has put something in us that we only desire ever what. Lord, I want to find my place in Christ. The only prayer I ever had, Lord, help me to be faithful to what you've called me to be. The only prayer I had for my children, Lord, help my children find their place in Christ. That's all I had. I can't tell them what to do, what to get married or not married. I can't give them your job because they're not qualified for it. They have not been predestinated for it. They got to do their thing, whether I agree with it or not. And I like to have them on this chapter, but I can't. I'm not God, you know. Like that woman that came to Jesus. Oh, I have a request for you. So what is it? Well, I want my son on this on the right hand and this on the left. And Jesus said, well, it's not for me to give. That's up to my Father in heaven to give that. And that's the same thing here. Of course I'd like people, spare people all their agony, all the pain and all the heartache that they have to go through, but I can't. I'm not God. But here we are. We're just doing the very thing we were created to do, we're on out to do, and we're doing it gladly.
Mm-hmm. I could, God has a way for people to find the right path. Like it says in the Psalms, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. See, God has a lamp and he's got something to light your pathway as you walk down the road of life. And when you will follow, like what we're saying here, that everything lines up with the word of God. When you will take the parables, when you would take the church ages, the feasts, they're all play a part in that blueprint that God made to help us find our way in history. What God has done in history with the parables, like when in the early church the sower went out to sow his seed, that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He went out and with the gospel. And the disciples and the apostles, they went and they spread it throughout all the regions. Like Satan thought he had it all shut down when Jesus was crucified, but it multiplied after Jesus, because those disciples went throughout all the regions there in Europe and beyond and spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and many believed and became Christian. That whole regions there were converted to Christianity. And then the enemy came and he sowed tares, and those tares started to show up in the church, and they were starting to bring in doctrines that were not true. And that's why God had the church messengers there, Paul and then Irenaeus. He spoke against the false teachings that these false teachers were starting to bring out.
See, they were the invading forces.
That's right. And he spoke up against it to make sure that the truth of God's word would stand. And then you go down the road of time, how God had a messenger every church age to make sure that people had a lamp to guide them, so their pathway will be lit, so they know how to walk and what God requires. And you up until then, they were fighting against those forces. And then when Martin Luther came, it was all bringing us back to what was lost. And that's why when we say these things, we can line it up with the scripture, with the word of God. Because if you can't line it up, then you're just saying things, words that are meaningless. Mm-hmm. And that's why we can say who the messengers was. Every church is because these men stood for something, and these men, what they stood for lined up with the word of God. Like Martin Luther, he was that man that found that treasure. He found the just shall live by faith. That was lost, and he found it, and he spread it to the other people, and that whole region was enlightened with the just shall live by faith. They were brought out of Catholicism. That was a major, major blow in the devil, because he had everything under locks and keys, and he mm-hmm. was able to do that under the inspiration of God. And that's why we can tell you what God requires of men in this age. Like, there's so much confusion out there. What do you follow? Do you follow Roman Catholicism? Do you follow Lutheranism? Do you follow Methodism? What do you follow? Well, God sent a prophet to tell you what God requires of this age and where we are at in time. And that's what it's all about. So man can know, just like when Micah, he was wondering, which way is right? What should I do to please God? And God spoke to him. Oh man, what is good and what does God require but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? See, God has in this day given us a direction, what he requires in our age. And that's what we try to point people to, so they can have a blessed life, because in it is all the blessings of God, because in it is that anointing that God pours out on mankind, because this is what he requires, and that's what he's going to bless. And that's why he's blessed us so much in life, is because we have followed that. We have pointed people towards that direction if they want to be blessed. But they have to get rid of their own ideas, of their own agendas, because and fall in line with God wants, not what their own agendas want and their ideologies. It's following in line with what God requires for our day and age.
We're just telling people about that blueprint that God had back before the foundation of the world. He sat down and he had himself a blueprint, and he put everything out, and it's all in the Bible. That blueprint is the Bible, and that's why it's so important to have a reverence and a respect for those angels that he sent, for those church messengers, because they are all they're doing. They're portraying that blueprint. That's where we got our information from these angelic hosts, from these people that, from these angels that God sent. And then he kept on. He took the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul. And like I said the other day, the Apostle Paul, he had absolutely clueless what he was saying. Because once that angel, when that angel took over his vocal cord, and then that Paul, he began to speak exactly what that angel told him. And it's just contending with the blueprint. And bit by bit, the Lord began to unravel. And back in the 1963, when that angel gave to Brother Branham what about the book of Revelation, and now we got the book of Revelation completely open before us. But it took that angel. It didn't take, Brother Branham didn't know nothing about all that stuff. It was that angel that showed up. And then here, lo and behold, everybody was going after the thunders. And then lo and behold, here, sometime back, the Lord gave you the revelation of the thunders, when the thunders really did happen. Mm-hmm. The thunders happened when Brother Branham went out in Jeffersonville in 1963, and then he preached the seals, and then he preached the church age, and all these things. It's all part of the program. It's all part of that blueprint. And here, lo and behold, the Lord brought us up. He saw us fit. He knew we're going to be true and we're going to be faithful, and we're not going to worry about our life, because we have already purposed in our heart we're willing to lose our life if need be. We're just putting out the truth that has been given to us. And here in this closing days of time, the Lord found us, gave us a test, and told us to go out there and hold on to this truth. Remember the things you've been taught. Remember where you have been taught it from. You know where you've been taught it from? You've been taught it from God, who gave it to Jesus, who gave it to that angel, who gave it to Brother Brennan. And that's where you have been taught. You didn't get it taught from Brother Brennan or Brother Jack. There was just a moment ago. You heard it direct from God. But like I say, Peter's down. He goes to Jesus. God has ordered. And then Jesus gives it to the angel. And then the angel gives it to Brother Branham, and again to give it to Brother Jack, and now the angel is giving it to us to just hold a line on this truth. It's very simple. We're not taking a man for ourselves. We're not taking no money from people. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We're just doing our thing that God has created us to do, and we're doing it gladly because we've got no other job.
That's why it says in Micah, "He had showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee." We don't have to go say the rosaries. We don't have to go do penance. We don't have to go confess to a priest. We don't have to celebrate Christmas. We don't have to celebrate this Easter thing. Because why? Because we've been set free from these bondages that the devil has put on people. We can serve God in spirit and in truth. And because these things have been opened up to our understanding of what God requires of us in this day and age. And we don't have to fall for the lies of the devil.
How does that say in German?
It says, "Es ist dir gesagt, Mensch, was gut ist und was der Herr von dir fordert. Nämlich Gottes Wort halten und Liebe üben und demütig sein vor deinen Gott."
That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. Gottes Wort halten. Mm-hmm. Holding the Word of God. Holding on to the things that we have been taught. We don't have to go. We don't even have a script here. This morning the Lord just kind of told us to kind of continue on this thing. We don't have a seminar that we studied, or we don't have a whole book of what we should talk about. The Lord moves on us, and then He wants us to express our thoughts. That's all we're doing. That's why sometimes I'm not too fluent to speak, because we're just trying to express what the Lord shows us. We're just trying to express what we have been taught through the ministry of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson. And then the Lord kept us on the shoulder one day to go out and protect the truth that is given to us. He found us faithful and true. That's all we're doing. And nobody's going to rear us off course. They can intimidate us, throw everything they can at us. God, believe you me, if they could, we would have been dead 10 times over again. All over again, but the Lord has honed us out, and He has chosen us to do this very thing that we're doing here. And then, like I say, He brought you on board, and the people, they thought they had one on. They thought this is a Shekinah program. They thought this is a sect of faith, and the devil lies to them and intimidates them, and they believe that the devil. But see, we're just about the Lord's business. We're just continuing with the program. Because the devil does want this program. He thought he's going to stop us. But all he did was accelerate us. Like I was telling you the other day about that boiler. The more pressure you put on it, the more it can produce. And that's exactly what he is with us. He didn't know our makeup. Like that one guy told me one day that grew up with him. Saying, "I don't know, he must have something. Every time we think we got you down, every time you think we got you dead, so to speak, because they evicted me from a colony, that they tell, when they evict me, they'll shut me down." Well, you can't shut me down. This guy said, "Every time we think we got you down, you come up somewhere else." Well, it's the Lord. He just puts before you an open door, and you go through that open door, and then He tells you things and shows you things what's going on. They didn't do a thing to me when they evicted me. When they kicked me out of there, they just let people know how stupid they are. They didn't do what I did. I went to prayer. I went to fast and pray, find out if this thing about this God sending a prophet is true. That's what they should have done. But lo and behold, what did they do? They do exactly the opposite. And they tried to hush this thing up. And then one guy had a stroke and died. The other guy got cancer. They're not anymore around because they didn't take the blessing like I did. Blessed are you. we got the blessing because the Lord, if you believe it, you'll be blessed. And if you don't believe it, it's still my prophet. In other words, if you don't believe, you'll be cursed. You're going to go down the path to destruction. And that's exactly what happened to these preachers. And then Henry Colony, when I told him about it, they got nothing to look forward to except God's curses, because there is nothing outside. And the church age and the hour we're living in, there is absolutely nothing outside of this message. That's where talking about. That's why I keep saying it's not fit for a dog to eat. It just distracts. It'll just keep you away from saying, keep you away from learning, keep you away from what these idiots are talking about. Just keep you away. They're just distractions, just like that killdeer I was telling you about. When you get close to his death, what does he do? Oh man, does he put up a fuss. And then, oh man, try to intimidate you, don't go near, act like he's got a broken wing and makes a lot of noise and start chirping away, lure you away. That's all these preachers doing out there that are not interconnected to the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because they'll do everything they can, lure you away, don't read his books, don't listen to them, don't be identified with them, don't go near them because they're the bad people. And we're the good people. It's the opposite. Like it says on the last day, God gave us a wonderful blueprint. On the last day, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. Those that are right, they'll be called bad, and those that are bad, they'll be called good. That's the world we're living in, a world of major, major, major deception. Insomuch that it would be deceived the very elect if it be possible. But somehow it's not possible, because they're not going to pull the wool over our eyes like the early church. They were not ignorant of Satan's devices and Satan's tactics. They were on top of it. They were sober. They were vigilant. They knew what was going on. They saw these antichrists coming in. There's nothing they could stop, because it was predestinated to go. The church was predestinated to go through the dark ages and do whatever. And we're just here in this closing days of time, just telling people exactly what's been going on in the last, really, 6,000 years. God had that program, and then, like I said, back in the garden, God tested Adam and Eve. It was a hallelujah time back then before Satan showed up. They were in harmony. At the end of the day, God came down and had fellowship. The animals were in harmony. Everything was just a glorious thing. And that's what this thing is all about. That's what it's going to end up. After the millennium is done, it'll be harmony again with the animal kingdom. Everything will be back there just exactly as was before Satan showed up in the garden. And then Satan was given a contract, but he was took that planet over, and for 6,000 years, he's been given exactly 6,000 years to do his dastardly things. And now he's in the closing days of time. He's in the last 3 years of his sojourn. And then Jesus Christ comes down and he puts him in a chain and he sends him out because his program is done. Except for one thing, he's got one more job for him to do. At the end of the millennium, he goes out to test these people that were born. There are going to be mortal born in the millennium. And then they'll be driving cars too. They'll be doing some things.
It'll just continue on with what you see now. Progress and everything will be all there to aid the human family, to help with the restoration program, with bringing everything back to its redeemed state. Everything that you see on this planet and creation will go back to a state of redemption. It will be redeemed. It will be made perfect. And then when everything will be perfected, everything, the weeds, the climate, everything will be in a state of perfection and harmony and unity with God. And then it will be handed over to God.
And there'll be no more seed. Mm-hmm. Like I said the other day, you'll be able to take your car and you'll be in the mortals now. We don't need a car. It's the mortals that need a car. They're going to be able to drive down or walk down, whichever, down to where the Titanic is and see all these things that are down underneath the ocean right now, because it's, there shall be no more sea. That water goes back up to wherever, up to the moon or wherever it was before the flood, it says the deep opened up. Mm-hmm. Space opened up and they brought that flood down and brought that water down. And now that's all going back. That's all going back up wherever it was. I don't know where it was. Maybe on Mars, maybe on the moon, whatever. It's a good program. Just acknowledge it. Just listen to what the Lord has to say. These things out there, these preachers, I don't hate the people because they don't even know it themselves. They're thinking they're doing God a service when they terminated me. And he thought they got me shut up. But you can't shut me up because I belong to the Lord. The Lord predestinated me before the foundation of the world. He just borrowed me to that udder, I think, for 45 years. And then he took me out and said, Sam, let's go. We got some work to do. That's what we're doing. We're exposing those religious systems out there. That's all we're doing. We don't hate the people because, like I said, they're deceived themselves. We're just trying to set them free so they can have that glorious thing that we have. We're blessed no matter what they do to us. We're still blessed because I, one day I decided I'm going to believe that prophet because the Lord spoke to me. If you believe it, you'll be blessed. If you believe you'll be, I've been blessed ever since. And I got nothing to complain about.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks for another day of life, Lord, for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us and our lives, Lord. There's not enough words, Lord, available in the human dictionary to express our gratitude, Lord, and the way we should really thank you for what you've done for us, Lord, for opening up our understanding and giving us a clarity for the picture of your creation, Lord, your big plan that you've created, Lord. We see the picture and we know where we are in time. And we thank you, Lord, that we were babes that such as would learn. We just pray, Lord, that you'll open up the hearts of people and stir their minds and their hearts so that they'll have a desire to get to know you and so that the knowledge of you and what you require of men will be multiplied in their lives and in their hearts, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.